Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you?
Much better, thank you.
All right.
I arrived here a tad late.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, what have you got going on for us this morning?
Oh, just a couple things. Last week, I didn't quite finish what I was talking about. We just, you know, how things go. I was talking about how to select seeds when you're looking at the catalog, seed catalogs.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I didn't bring up was the, you know, on days to maturity, you know, on every seed, our description of every plant will give days to maturity. Mm-hmm. But on the cabbage family, that's cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and probably even kohlrabi, that days to maturity that they have there is from the time you put the transplant out, not from seed. So if you're going to do it from seed, you got to add two weeks to that days to maturity date.
So say that again.
Well, the cabbage family, for whatever reasons, because they're so traditionally planted from a transplant and not from seed in the garden, mm-hmm. they, on the seed packet, the days to maturity is from the transplant day, not from the actual planting of the seed. So,
okay.
so you need to add 2 weeks to that maturity. If you're going to plant from seed, you got to add 2 weeks to that maturity date.
All right.
Okay. And then the other thing that I was going to talk about in the seed catalogs, I've seen this starting to show up over the past several years, and it's this initials PVP. It stands for Plant Varietal Protection. In other words, these seeds are patented by whoever's offering them. And what do I want to say? So they're offering these seeds. You can grow them out for the vegetables or fruits that they're going for what they are, but you cannot save them for seed. It's actually against the law.
Hmm.
And I talked, I think, about 3 weeks ago. I mentioned this to Don. I really dislike patenting of what I want to say, life forms and seed. These companies really haven't done much in their efforts, is considering that agriculture has been going on for 10,000 years.
That's right.
You know, so, and they've been around, what, 50 years, maybe 100, these corporations, however it works. But anyways, I went through the catalog just to get an idea of the stuff that has this plant varietal protection. And this is just one catalog that I had here. And they had beans. They had lots of lettuce that were under this, a lot of peas. They had pumpkins, squash, potatoes, tomatoes. There was even a special type of basil that they put this on. There were strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, all have this. And I don't know how you do that, because how those things propagate themselves is they put up new shoots and runners. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And then there was actually flowers. There was different types of flowers, asters, echinacea, zinnias. Those are just to name a few. And then there was a type of barley in this catalog and a type of vetch. And vetch is normally used as a ground cover. A cover crop.
Yeah, how are they going to do that?
Yeah.
They're just maybe broadcasting and hoping that things will stick.
Yeah. So anyways, it was just interesting. It's just something to look for. When you're buying seed, so you know what that actually means. And then the other last thing that I didn't get to cover last week, Sally was wondering about the no-till method and mulching over tilling and turning soil. And there was one last thing I didn't mention was sheet mulching. And what that is, you're taking your different organic materials, straw, and you put a layer of straw down, and then you put maybe a layer of soil, a little bit of soil on top of that, just some shovelfuls, and maybe some manure, maybe some leaves, maybe some lawn clippings, and you layer it like that. I think another term is called spaghetti mulching.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just leave that on the ground, and you know, when you go to plant, you sort of pull it back and plant in the soil that you have there, and you just never turn the soil. You just keep on adding mulch like this. And I have a friend out of Crested Butte. She's in river bottom soil, and you go down 1 inch, 2 inch, and it's nothing but river rock. And I think it took her 5 to 7 years, something like that. She can now actually run a rototiller through her garden and not hit rocks. It will take a little bit of time to build up that soil, but it will happen.
What method do you use?
I keep everything clean, and I actually hand turn, very little tilling. I started using the broad fork, which is a spading fork, only it has 5, even 7 tines, and they're anywhere from, I have one that's 8 inches long, and another one that's 10 and a half, and or 12, and then I've even heard of ones that are, these tines are 14 inches long, and you push them down into the ground, and you lean back, and it sort of just lifts the soil up, loosens it up, mm-hmm. but it doesn't turn it. And that's what I've started doing. And it's real nice. You don't have to listen to a rototiller, and it's easy, relatively easy work. It's not, you're not bent over with a shovel. You're actually standing straight up and leaning back.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, those are some things I just wanted to mention. The only thing about this mulching stuff, that mulch is the greatest home for slugs, earwigs, sow bugs, and that kind of stuff that really eat seedlings. So you're going to have to take consideration of how you're going to protect those seedlings from those bugs that will eat them when they're young like that.
I see. I've seen them in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be my only concern about those guys. But it does work as far as soil fertility. And I have another friend out of Crawford, and for him that was the best way to build up his soil, was just mulching like that.
All right. So what else you got for us today?
Oh, that's really it. We're
all right.
All short and sweet. And, you know, and I don't know if there was any questions or stuff on there.
No, we don't have any questions today.
Okay.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Lance.
All right, well, you guys take care.
Yep, thanks for giving us a call again.
All right.
Appreciate
bye.
It. Bye-bye.